Welcome back to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. We're talking with a very good guest, and every once in a while you get to talk to someone. You don't have to break it down who they are. You just say Mateen Cleaves, and everybody knows who that is, and you hear the laugh. And Mateen, how are you?
Oh, man, I'm great. I'm great. It's always good to come back to Lance.
You know, I've been around you for 15 years, never not seen you with a smile on your face. Life's good?
Oh, man, I can't complain. Man. All right. Everything is good.
We're going to catch up with you, but before we do that, you're going to be a part of a very, very big event, and I wanted you to talk about that. This is something that's kind of near and dear to Lauren H. We're going to be talking with Lauren in a little bit, but tell us about this special fundraiser that Lauren is making you a big part of.
Oh, man, well, first of all, it tells you the type of respect I have for Lauren, because if I don't want to do something, I'm not going to do it. So when she called, you know, I dropped everything and wanted to be involved in this. And then second of all, I said the type of person that she is to put an event together like this to get everybody to come back and to help raise money to fight this disease, this nasty disease, this cancer thing. And, you know, we're going to all be back, and it's going to be star-studded. And, you know, you need to be there. You know, it's 5:30. Starts at 5:30. The show starts at the Mix and Mingle is 5:30 to 6:30, and the show starts at 7:00. You know, and it's a VIP after party on the 8th floor. You know, after that, and we're just trying to raise money. And I mean, it's the people that's involved. I mean, it's crazy.
All right, and this is all dealing with Lauren H. Designs and the H. Foundation. I know a little bit about this because even though I haven't had the opportunity to talk with Lauren a lot, you go over Facebook and you see her. I get her tweets, and I kind of know what's going on with this. This is a big, big deal. Cancer touches a lot of us, Mateen, and you kind of got serious here, but it's touched all of us, hasn't it?
Oh, yes, it has. And, I mean, like I said, it's a nasty disease, and, I mean, you got to take your hat off to Lauren to take the time to try to help raise money to fight this. And I mean, this is probably a never ending battle, you know, and everybody needs to get involved and really learn about this disease that's taking our people and taking our people from us. But when she called, that's definitely something I had to be involved with.
Well, this is an interesting thing to talk about, because I think they always say there's parallels that put all of us kind of in touch, and we all share something in common from the aspect we lost our parents at an age that was too young. You know, I've got kids that are 11 and 8 now, and they're playing ball, and it's every time they do something, I wish mom was here and I wish mom was there, and I think about that when I'm at the basketball arena at the Breslin, and I see the pictures of your mom. Do you think about that, that stuff as events happen in your life?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You think about, you know, you wish the people was there, especially my mom, the relationship I had with her and the type of person she was. And then you look at, I visited hospitals and seen kids, I mean, fighting this disease. And I mean, it's heartbreaking. And looking at people and talking to people who have been affected from people passing away from this disease, man, it's sad. So, you know, you look at that. So we definitely got to do whatever we could do to help fight this disease.
Mateen, before we let you go, got to ask you a couple of basketball things. First of all, you're working. I see you a lot on the Big Ten Network. Tell us how that's going. Are you enjoying it? And how did all this start?
That's crazy. I mean, it just kind of happened. You know, I'm doing some stuff with the Big Ten Network, Fox Sports Detroit, CBS Sports Network. I've been working with them, doing some stuff with Sirius XM Radio, and it just kind of picked up. You know, Fox came to me and asked me, would I mind coming on and trying having a practice run? And first I said no a few times, and then I went and tried it, and it's like we did two practice runs, and the next day I was on live. And when I first started, I stumbled. Oh, man, I was brutal. I would go home and rewatch some of those games. And, you know, it was rough early. But, you know, I started to get my confidence, and I got comfortable with repetition. I got a lot better. But now, you know, the sky's the limit. You know, I've been getting a lot of opportunities, you know, from a lot of these different, you know, peoples.
What do you do to get better? What do you – besides looking at your work?
You know what? It's practice. I mean, I would sit in front of mirrors and look at myself, you know, and watch the films and, you know, look back at, you know, how I said things. And then I would look in front of the mirror and kind of react that and try to do it better. And and that's the key. And listen to people. You know, I had a lot of influence, a lot of people who's helped. You know, Steve Smith, you know, Magic Johnson, these guys who I've always looked up to. Chris Webber, you know, he's a Michigan guy, but, you know, he's doing what I'm trying to do in the broadcasting and everything. So I had a lot of help with these guys. But right now, it's still a process, and it takes a lot of practice.
All right. Being a dad, being around that whole scene, what's that like?
Far as being like
a dad, a father.
Oh, I love it. That's the best thing in the world. I mean, my son is just funny because some of the stuff that he does, I mean, I just got to laugh at it. And, you know, to be able to take him to basketball games and spend time with him and now sit and watch games with him and play with him. And, I mean, that's the best thing in the world. People always talked about it, but till you go through it, you never know how it is, man. And that's something I would never trade for the world. And people always say, you know, is there a better feeling than winning a national championship? Better feeling? And if I would have to say there is one, I would have to say being a dad.
What are you going to do when you hear someone say, man, you're okay, but you're not as good as your dad? How do you handle that?
Well, hey, that's something that you gotta address, and that's going to be that. But, you know, one thing I'm going to tell him, that you're not me. You got to create your own lane and be yourself. So, and even sports. He liked basketball. It's crazy. 2 years old and likes sports. But I'm never going to force it on him. And if that's what he want to do, then that's what he do. But you're not me. You got to be yourself.
All right. We've got two more questions from Mateen Cleaves on the Tony Conley Morning Show, 1320 WLS, 1320WLS.com. Being single, being a dad, what happened when you became a dad? What's the differences? What changed in you?
Well, it's not about you no more. Now it's about your kids. Every decision that you make, you're thinking about your kids. You know, when you were single, you can just do you, and it was about you. Now everything is all about your kids. So when I make decisions or when I think or whatever I do, it's all about my kids.
When we think about that, and that reminds me of a story Tom Izzo talked about his son when – Derek Nix had his recent challenge, and I remembered back to something when I knew you were coming on the program. You told me a story, and you said, Tony, we're all kids in college. We all make mistakes. I remember you and I were chatting after a game, and you go, you ever think about the stuff that you did that you're glad nobody else knows about or the stupid thing that you did? And he said, and you told me sometimes the masses forget about that.
Oh, they do. And because we look at these, and they're kids, and we look at them because they're on national TV, they're on the cover of magazines, they're in the news all the time, and we forget that they are kids, and we forget that we were kids at some point, and we did a lot of things, not a few things, we did a lot of things that we probably wouldn't do as we got older and more mature. So we got to take that, you know, and really think and analyze that and look into that they are kids, and, you know, they're going to make mistakes. And as Coach Izzo, he's not just a coach, but he's a father figure at some time and some points with these guys when they're up here on campus.
All right, final question for you. When you heard about this, what did you think? And when you saw him or talked to him, what'd you say to him?
Well, hey, you live and learn. You know, what you did was wrong. And he knew that. I mean, he didn't run from that. He knew what he did was wrong. But one thing about it, I love you regardless if you make another basket for Michigan State. I love you as a little brother. So that's what I kind of expressed to him. I want you to do stuff and do the right things for you in life, not about Michigan State, about, you know, it's about you. And I was worried about him more as a person than a basketball player.
Did he need more yelling at or did he need more love?
No, he knew he was wrong, and he felt bad about it. So I took the love approach, you know, and I'm pretty sure Izzo did a lot of yelling, and he understood he made a mistake. So when I talked to him, I told him really, and he made did a great job with apologizing to Coach Izzo and Michigan State and all the supporters. Mm-hmm. But my biggest thing was one of the main people you got to apologize to is your mother. So make sure you spend the time to her and talk to her. And he did, and he felt bad about it. So he's a great kid, man. Made a bump in the road, but he's going to look back at it one day and know what he did wrong. He's going to grow from it.
Boy, the big fella got better in basketball this year, Mateen, with that drop step and just the skill level. Didn't know he was so athletic. What a jump he made from 1 year to the next.
Did he make a jump? I'm going to jump out there and say this right now. The best front court next year in the country will be Payne and Derek Nix. Trust me.
And we just talked about a transgression that he had, but we also have to talk about he had some issues where he wasn't handling his business in the classroom and even socially. He addressed those, too, so we got to give him props for that.
Give him credit for that because he did make a jump. And like I said, it's not all about scoring baskets. You look at this kid that struggled in school and made some tough decisions, then he put all that aside and got his weight down, was all for the team and started doing better in class, you definitely got to give him credit for that as well.
Well, we thank you for your time. I know you have a lot going on. There have been times where my producer, Brittany, has called you. And you probably, I kind of know Tony, but you came on with us, and I know you have a lot going on. Thanks so much for that. We appreciate you.
It's all love, Tony, anytime.
All right, and we'll be talking more about this event throughout the next week. The showtime for the Mix and Mingle is 5:30 to 6:30. The show starts at 7. Got to have a VIP party. That's after the show on the 8th floor. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. 100% of the proceeds for this event go towards early detection services for all cancers. Research will be done right here in the community at MSU Health Teams. We'll be talking about this all week long. Mateen, thank you so much.
Yes, sir. And you do not want to miss this event. This is a you must be there.
You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.